We're in the sugya of Tfilas HaDerech on the Chof Tes and the Beis. Chof Tes and the Beis. So you could start the sugya. We discussed this obviously last week. We could start from four lines from the bottom. My Tfilas HaDerech. And go up until Lamed Amud Aleph. There's about 10 lines down. There's a dot. Mios Tov Al Tikro Ra. See that? And then do something that some of you started last week. And I have to do it this week because I said I was going to do it this week, even though I might have changed my mind. And Daf Samach Amud Aleph. There's a sugya that discusses the Mishnah in the beginning of Eil Devarim. The Mishnah says that there are all kinds of brachos that you make on different occasions, and one is the bracha that you make when you yotze, when you go into a krach, and when you yotze from the krach. Right, krach is a large city, so apparently large cities presented a particular danger in those days, well, maybe now as well. And you'll see Rashi explains, I think Rashi explains over here what the problem is with the krach. So the Gemara itself is sort of the bottom third of the page is two dots right under the EO of Gimel in the margin the pasuk of Hanichnas Lekrach. You see that? Hanichnas Lekrach, and do up until like one, two, three, four, five lines down. Where at the beginning of the line says Kol Oyev V'Orev Baderech. Stop. Sounds like Tfilas HaDerech. So actually that's the discussion is going to be in the handout. The handout is a Beis Yosef. A Bach. There's one handout that's for everybody. And there's another handout that's for each group. Because it's going to be a discussion of the relationship between the individual and the group in terms of the way in which you're supposed to pray. So I decided that as a practice in reinforcing some of the principles, you each group will have one handout.
That's good.
It's not the real reason, but it's...
You're in teaching mode.
Maybe we should go in the play group.
I was anticipating three groups. Maybe I'll actually get to have one.
It's okay.
So the discussion in the handout, the Bar-Ilan handout, is on the relationship between this particular tefillah of krach, yotzei min ha-krach, and tefillas ha-derech. There's a Beis Yosef who says a certain point in terms of he asks a question on why things are the way that they are. There's the Bach who attacks the Beis Yosef, and then is the Bach's son-in-law, the Taz, who says, I don't know what my father-in-law is talking about, the Beis Yosef is perfectly understandable. There is actually a little bit of in the end of the Bach, at least, there's the three lines in the bottom, there's a little bit of a confusion in terms of how the words were aligned. So when you get down to the end of the Bach, I'll come over and show you how the proper way to read it, because certain words are not where they're supposed to be. After that, because this is pretty short, in the sugya that you're going to learn, you're going to see that that Abaye says, "La'olam lishtif inish nafshei baharitzibura," that a person is always supposed to combine in his tfilos, combine himself together with the tzibur. He shouldn't just pray for himself; he should pray for everyone. And this exactly, and Rashi says, what's the reason for it? Rashi says the reason is Al Yisbal Tefila Kutzora. Ostensibly, Rashi means none of these tefilos needed tefilas aderech, nor that the abbreviated version of the Shmona Esrei that you say b'makom sakana should be said b'loshen yachid, even though you are yachid in this experience, you are traveling by yourself, maybe. Ela b'loshen rab, mishvitoh kach tefilos nishmas. It's more effective if you misbal the tefilos rab, b'loshen rab. So what I'd like to discuss is this principle, where this principle applies, that you're not supposed, when are you supposed to be mispalel in Lashon Yochid? You know, as for me, I'm directly as an individual approaching Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm being mispalel for something, or making a bracha, or whatever. And when is it, should it be Lashon Rabim? Abai says it's by Tefilas Aderech. We don't know whether it applies, or by Tefilas Tzorah, according to Rashi, we don't know how far this principle applies. And the way of looking at this is through the various developments and opinions as to one of the tefillos that we say every day, or two of the tefillos that we say every day, the tefillah, the Yehi Ratzon, or the Vihi Ratzon, that actually has a major impact on how we say it, that follows the bracha of Gomel Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. So I gave you you can look in an art scroll, and if you look in the art scroll, you see where the art scroll tells you where to find the Gemara on those two tefillos, so you can see the way it's written in Gemara. And then you can see the way it was written, what I've given you a sample of a Siddur Ashkenaz, an old Siddur Ashkenaz. That's the way all Siddur Ashkenaz were written up until a certain point in time, which I hopefully will get to talk about. Okay? At which time things changed because our Gemara was invoked.